would you sharpen a straight razor on?
A hone.
Mm-hmm. What else did they have?
Well, the only I've ever seen was a hone and then a razor strap.
Mm-hmm. What would you sharpen a small knife on?
A hone.
Anything else?
Well, you can sharpen more than any rock or a, what to call a grindstone.
The grindstone's pretty big, isn't it?
Yeah. I got all of it.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a whit or a whet rock or whistle?
Whet rock.
Huh?
Yes. I got one, I think, right out there on the porch.
You call that a...
That's a sharpened stone for knives, pocket knives and such like.
How's it different from the hone?
Well, the hone is a finishing outfit. After you get it down and sharp, then the hone comes off. You take the hone and then finish it up to a finer edge.
Mm-hmm. And something that you'd put in a pistol, you'd call that?
A cartridge.
Okay. What's the difference between a bullet and a cartridge?
Well, now, that the cartridge is a brass shell.
Mm-hmm.
And the bullet goes inside of that brass shell. You never seen one?
I've never looked at it real closely.
Well, I'll show you one.
Okay.
You see now, this here from right there back to here is the shell. And from there out is a bullet. And the powder is inside of that shell.
Mm-hmm.
And the whatever fired it is inside of that shell.
Mm-hmm.
You put that in the gun and do what they call cock it.
Mm-hmm.
And pull the trigger and that hammer comes in there and hits that and makes it fire.
The shell is the same as the cartridge?
Well, either name will get it.
I see. Something that children play on. You take a board and it...
Seesaw.
Uh-huh. Any old-fashioned name for seesaw?
Well, no. I've only heard of seesaw. Now, they've got what's called a flying jenny.
What's that like?
It's a big, heavy piece of timber. About that high off the ground. They put out a post. Good and deep to where it won't move. And bore a hole in that board. You can have it 6, 8, 10 feet long on each end, whatever you want. And put your seat on it, the door can't stay on it. And then put somebody in each one of those seats, one on each end. And then you go round and round with them.
Talking about the seesaw, if you saw some children playing on it, you'd say they were...
Seesawing.
What about... You tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on it and make a...
That's a swing.
Did you ever hear of taking a board and fixing it down at both ends and children would jump in the middle?
With what?
Take a board, a limber board, and fixing it at both ends and children would jump on it in the middle.
Yeah. That's what we call a jumping board.
Mm-hmm. How would you build it?
Well, there's one end of it that the both of the boards were fastened together.
Wait, what?
Were fastened together, the nail, the bolt. Fastened together.
At one end?
One end, and then the other end, about middle way, though. In other words, why, there was a block of wood or something put under that. And then they get out on the other end of it, and that's where they jump.